They say that there are two sides to every argument, but on the surface, what's not to like, admire and welcome about hybrid and electric vehicles, which environmentally are such good news for the planet as a whole, and bearing in mind how many vehicles we have on our roads, particularly here at home. But the technology that makes them so environmentally clean also makes them nearly silent. Gone are the familiar noises of the internal combustion engine. Certainly driving at slow speeds in a town or city centre, for example, some makes and models of car can move with an astonishing lack of any sound. So gone too is the warning to a blind or partially sighted person that a vehicle is in their vicinity. The charity Guide Dogs has long been campaigning for an artificial sound generator, as it's called, to be introduced into these newer vehicles so they can be heard. But as we discovered when we spoke to Ashley Milson, Public Affairs Officer for Guide Dogs, an international response to this problem is now well underway.
The number of quiet hybrid and electric vehicles is constantly increasing. This year we've seen a huge amount of government subsidy go towards increasing the number of these vehicles. So this problem is increasing on our roads as the number of these vehicles indeed does. But the UN is currently looking into formulating a specification for these artificial sound generators. They are looking at specification which will take into consideration the needs of people with sight loss, so needing to know the location of a vehicle, the direction in which it's travelling, and specifications in that way. We are largely following what's going on and being researched at UN level at the moment.
So there's a kind of international, obviously, awareness of the potential problem here, but also it looks like, dare I say, for once, there's going to be a unified response, because there is always a tendency, isn't there, for everyone to go off and do their own thing?
Yes, exactly, and I think particularly in the area of car manufacturing, because the cars on the UK's roads are coming from largely manufacturers across the EU and indeed further afield, it makes it completely necessary that this is done at very top level so that we can address all vehicles that come onto our roads.
Now, you've talked about a sound-generating device for a silent car or a car that would be, if not totally silent, all but silent. Are there any indications at the moment what sound might be put back into one of these silent cars so a blind or partially sighted person A, knows that it is a vehicle, and B, has the same idea of where it is spatially?
Exactly. The majority of thought is towards artificial sound that mirrors the sound of a conventional engine for those exact reasons, so that people with sight loss and other pedestrians can easily recognise it as a vehicle as opposed to anything else.
I guess many people would be delighted to hear that, as we've discussed, there's going to be a kind of unified response. As you say, EU-manufactured cars will all have the same sound device. But does that whole process, how are you finding, is that slowing things up? Because I'm inevitably going to ask you, what's the timescale on this? How long before this is going to be actually sort of turned into a usable sound in a silent vehicle?
At the moment, the UN body are finalising their specification. There was a key vote just recently, so we're expecting their advice to come in the coming months or over the next year at least. So car manufacturers will be able to then start installing these. Ideally, we're hoping that they'll bring them in earlier than the mandatory from 2021 as per the EU regulation. So hopefully, at some point over the next year, we should have a solid idea of what this should look like.
And in the meantime, what kind of advice can blind and partially sighted people get, whether guide dog owners, long cane users, whoever, just to make sure that they are, if you like, giving themselves the best way, the safest way of getting around our streets?
Well, what we'd usually advise is for anyone who has particular concerns over a certain route or area is to speak to their mobility instructor, who can actually assess a particular route and give advice. We generally advise people to use controlled crossings wherever possible, but obviously we take note that that's not always possible, which is exactly why we are campaigning on this area and why the legislation change is really needed.
And that legislation, the things that you're campaigning for, is that to sort of bridge the gap between now and 2021 when all cars must be fitted with this artificial sound?
In the meantime, we're campaigning for government to ensure that any vehicles that receive government subsidy are fitted with an artificial sound generator to make sure that they're funding safe hybrid and electric vehicles.
Ashley Milson, Public Affairs Officer for Guide Dogs. Incidentally, if you have mobility issues that affect you getting about safely in public places, the charity Guide Dogs may be able to point you in the right direction, and their central phone number is 011-8983-5555, and they can be emailed at guidedogs@guidedogs.org.uk. Also, RNIB is on hand to help with advice and, through their contacts, maybe link you with appropriate sources of help. And they can be emailed at helpline@rnib.org.uk or phoned on 03 03 123 9999.